This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and the conspirators behind the Pahalgam terror attack will be given the harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. The Prime Minister said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
Jab Kashmir mein shanti laut rahi thi, school college mein ek vibrancy thi, nirman karyon mein abhutpurva gati aayi thi, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी देश के दुश्मनों को जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया
मिस्टर मोदी एक्सप्रेस्ड हैप्पीनेस ओवर द कंप्लीशन ऑफ 50 इयर्स ऑफ द लॉन्च ऑफ द आर्यभट्ट सैटेलाइट दिस मंथ He said the country is busy preparing for many important missions like Gaganyaan, Spadex and Chandrayaan 4 and is also working on the Venus Orbiter mission and Mars Lander mission. On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He urged citizens to use the Sashay mobile app, which has been designed to provide real-time alerts during any natural disaster in regional languages. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has supported the decisive fight against terrorism and its origin, but cautioned against any misplaced action that alienates people who have voiced their concerns over innocent killings after the Pahalgam terror attack. In a post on social media platform X, Omar said, After the Pahalgam terror attack, there must be a decisive fight against terrorism and its origin. The people of Kashmir have come out openly against terrorism and the murder of innocent people. They did this freely and spontaneously. It's time to build on this support and avoid any misplaced action that alienates people. Punish the guilty, show them no mercy, but don't let innocent people become collateral damage. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India can fulfill its aim of being a $30 trillion economy in the next 25 years only if it is fueled by healthy citizens. Addressing the World Health Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that every initiative and scheme implemented by the government ends with improving the health and holistic development of its citizens. He mentioned that providing affordable residence, access to drinking water, cooking gas connection, access to toilets, and improving education have all improved the quality of life of countless Indians. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and elected to bowl. Delhi Capitals made 162 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in stipulated 20. Chasing the target, RCB scored 165 runs for the loss of 4 wickets and with 9 balls left and won the match. In women's cricket, India defeated host Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in the first ODI of the Tri-Nation series in Colombo. And that's the end of this news bulletin.